Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, it's all.
Hey, the Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, 859-8289. Get in touch with the Patterson Tax Service. They will do your taxes for you. They know the expertise. They know that the tax code and all the changes that are going on with the tax code. Get in touch with them. They really want to make sure that you have everything you need when it comes to your small business as an ending your year right. Yeah, I told you I do the SEP IRA at the end of the year, and they tell me how much to fund it. They're also South Pendleton Street. I've gone by, and every time you go by now, you see that this time of the year where those small businesses are in there. If you are in charge of, you own a small business, think about that. If you have small kids, speaking of small, if you have small kids, a lot of different tax issues for you this year. Let the Patterson Tax Service guide you through all those things. PATTAX.com. 859-8289, 864-859-8289. Wherever you hear my voice, the Patterson Tax Service can take care of it for you. And I know that everybody, like a lot of these football coaches that get to know them here, they do a lot of football camps, and which is a complicated deal. All these people paying out where all the revenue comes in, they do all that for them. But the guys that they do their taxes here, Furman or Clemson or, you know, some of the local schools, and then they get jobs elsewhere, they still stay with them. I don't know anybody's ever left them, even though they move, because they can you can scan, send everything to them. They take care of it for you. The Patterson Tax Service, 859-8289. You ready for this? I've teased this a little bit. Probably teased it too much, but you ready for this?
What you got?
Got into it on Twitter with a Georgia fan last night a little bit. And it reminded me of something. I've been wanting to talk about it forever, and I feel very confident that I can word this thing right now and make sure that I can say this thing right. You rolling your little tape over there?
Tape's rolling. Scrolling through the old Twitter feed of Mickey Plyer, see some contact here.
This is a message to all fan bases. It is geared at Georgia, but you can learn from my message to Georgia. And indirectly, Gamecock fans, you can learn through this as well. The Georgia fan sends me a tweet last night. He's talking about Clemson and the ACC or whatever. And no. He sent me something. He sent me something saying that SEC and all the rankings. You know, Missouri's ranked. See that now? Missouri's in this college football pool like 24th or something.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam was saying, oh, so all these SEC teams are ranked. And I sent him a message back, and my message to him was, dude, you're a Georgia fan. You are among the elite in college football. Let that sink in for you. Georgia the last 2 years has gone 13-2, and this year 11-1. Georgia's playing. They've won two consecutive SEC East titles. They're going to their second consecutive SEC championship game, and they are the defending SEC champion. They went to college football playoffs last year. They went to the national championship game last year. They're 24-3 the last 2 years. Georgia is elite now, and when you are elite, you don't have to play the conference card anymore. Bama, if you notice this, Bama doesn't play the conference card. When I was at down in New Orleans last year at Manning's restaurant, and Auburn was playing Central Florida, and I'm watching it intensely. Bama wasn't even watching the Auburn game. South Carolina was playing Michigan. Alabama fans weren't even watching the Michigan-South Carolina game. They don't play the conference card. Bama is elite, and they know they're elite. Whether the SEC is really good like some years or really bad like last year, it doesn't matter to Bama. Bama's Bama fans. And so they act like they're elite. They don't have to play the card. Now, Georgia fans, remember this. When you, in 2014 and 2015, where you were 10-3, play the SEC card, man. It's one of the cards you got in your deck. And it's important to have something to fight with. It's one of your little, you remember on your video games now, you get to choose whatever weapon that you have up there. That's one of your weapons you get to choose. When you were 8-5 in 2013, hey, man, play your SEC card a little bit. Well, you got to remember Florida's very good and Urban Meyer, you know. When you were 6-7 in 2010, you can play that card. Georgia fans, here's the good news for you. You're knocking on the door of elite in college football right now. You can discard the SEC card. You can throw that card back. You don't have to play that anymore. You don't need the SEC insurance. See, here's the real part of this, that you don't have to weaken your program trying to convince me how great Florida is. I told you this before. Florida fans have seen good football. And you can tell me Florida's ranked ninth. But Florida fans have seen good football in their lifetime. They saw Steve Spurrier's teams. They saw Urban Meyer's teams. They've seen national championships. They've seen SEC championships. The reason that the Florida and the South Carolina game, the stands were empty in the swamp that in November, the reason that the stands were empty with part Idaho there too, but Florida fans know this is not a great Florida team. You can put a 9 beside their name saying they're ninth. You can put 9 wins beside them, but Florida's not great. So as a Georgia fan, why weaken your deal and try to convince me that Florida's good? As a Georgia fan this year, you don't have to tell me how great Kentucky is. You kicked Kentucky's butt. That was great. But you don't have to convince me how great Kentucky is. Kentucky's not a great football team. This is one of the better teams that they've had, but Kentucky's not threatening any of the elite. You are elite. Now, Kentucky hadn't seen good football, so they might be a little confused up there. Florida fans have seen it. LSU fans aren't overly excited about LSU football this year. They watched them. They watched the team get beat 29-0 against Alabama. They've seen good football down at LSU. No LSU fans trying to convince you how great they are this year. They might be a little bit excited about Coach O, some comebacks, but they've seen national championships down at LSU before. They've seen good football. You're not fooling LSU fans. Zach got mad earlier about LSU's ranked 10th. LSU fans aren't saying, hey, man, we're top 10 team this year. You're not fooling an LSU fan into thinking that they're a great football team this year. They're not. So, Georgia fans, remember this. You are right there on the verge of elite. You don't have to play the big brother or the little brother card anymore. Now, Gamecock fans, you still need to. You're 6-5. You're 4-4. You got to still live off of a little bit of, well, we beat Missouri and they're ranked 24th. No one thinks Missouri's a good football team. So Gamecock fans, you can still play the card. That's still in your deck. That's one of your weapons. You don't have the elite weapon. So still play the big brother, let's compare. What if we had your schedule? What if we had, you ever know, Alabama never says, well, what if y'all played our schedule? What if play your schedule? Alabama never does that. Clemson fans, even when Clemson's schedule was ranked pretty high the last 2 or 3 years, Clemson fans don't do that. No Clemson fan is going to try to convince you how great the last couple of years at North Carolina was when we beat them in the ACC championship game. Virginia Tech was to beat them in the ACC championship game. Miami was ranked second in the country last year, the week before they played Clemson. Lost to Pittsburgh, dropped a little bit. No Clemson fan is trying to convince you how great Miami was last year, because Clemson's elite. When you are elite, you don't play the, oh yeah, well, look at our conference card. So Georgia fans, don't weaken your program. By being elite, there's only one responsibility here for you. Act elite. Act like you're elite. Don't weaken your argument by trying to convince me, oh, well, you got to remember Kentucky. I don't have to remember that. I can watch Georgia and tell you that Georgia's 24-3 instead of 8-5 in 2013, 6-7 in 2010. Throw that card away, brother. Gamecocks, you still keep the card. That's your MO. That's the only thing you still know. But Bama fans, teach your Georgia brethren a little bit in the SEC championship game this weekend. At their tailgate, shake their hand and say, just throw that card away, brother. You don't need that. You don't need to do it anymore. Clemson fans, you know what I'm talking about. Bama fans, you know what I'm talking about. Come on in to the water's warm, Georgia. Come into the elite waters right now. Throw away the need to tell me how great Florida is this year. Make any sense?
What about the need to tell you how great Bama is?
Georgia doesn't need to tell how great Bama is.
Well, they're probably going to lose to him this weekend, right? They're going to lose to him in this championship game,
right?
And miss out on the college football playoff because of it.
And I don't think Georgia fans are going to try to act like they belong in the college football playoffs if they lose their second game, right?
No, I would hope not.
So they're not going to tell you how great Alabama is.
They will, Bama's so good, and it causes an opportunity.
But by the way, you don't have to convince. If Alabama beats Georgia this weekend, there is no convincing. Alabama's great. Everybody
this
knows
SEC's
great.
Tough to get through. Alabama's top of the heap here. It's a tough conference to get through and make a run here at the college football playoff.
Well, if you want all the spoils of being in the conference, all that money, whatever, there's some things you got to put it with. LSU fan on text line. Say, LSU fan here, spot on what you're saying, Mickey. We've seen good teams. Happy with our year the way it turned out, with low expectations, but still far from where we want to be. Exactly right. You can't convince. LSU fans watched Joe Burrow carry the ball like 35 times this past weekend. LSU fans have seen good football. They know that LSU's not a good football team. They're not a great. They're not a top 10. It's not who they're after. It's not who they're getting in.
I'm also not entirely comfortable with the elite and Georgia conversation.
How many people are elite then?
They're a great football team. Doesn't an elite team need to have had a championship?
They won an SEC championship last year. They played for the national championship year before.
Hey, the championship I'm talking about, is it?
So by that rationale, then, the last 3 years is only two elite teams. The last 4 years is only three elite teams.
Is that a bad thing?
Ohio State has a national championship. Are they elite?
To have very few elite programs? Because elite is the best of the best by its very definition, right?
Yeah, so there's two or three, four. What I said was Georgia's knocking on the door. They're wading in the waters.
They were an elite team, and then you went to knocking on the door, and then you kind of went back to the elite team, and now you're knocking on the door again.
Well, you know, they're there. They're right there. And you know what, too? Sometimes they fake it till you make it. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you want to act like you kind of belong in the party a little bit. You know what I'm saying.
Hey, confidence gets you everywhere.
You know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, rebuttal?
No rebuttal. It was an interesting little segment you did right there. Some people have some feelings one way or the other. Some people don't want to hear about Georgia. They don't believe that their fan base is worth listening to, and it's not something to even talk about. Others, like that LSU fan, are in agreement with you and like what you brought to the table just now. Good job. Yeah.
In the end, have you ever heard an Alabama fan try to convince you how great Kentucky is? I listen to Feinbaum show sometimes. I go on AL.com. I go on Roll Tide, Bama Online. I go, no, Alabama fans aren't concerned about trying to convince you. Well, man, yeah, this is Mississippi State Club. Oh, you know, they play great defense over there. Yeah, well, their offense sucks. And Alabama fans have seen great offenses, and they've seen great defenses. And no Alabama fan was worried about Mississippi State this year. Yet, if you are a Kentucky fan, you're trying to convince me how great Mississippi State is. You see what I'm saying? Somehow, somewhere, I respect the Florida fan right now that's not excited, not altogether trying to call out and go, oh boy,
listen,
we're almost back, but boy, the SEC kind of held us back. How tough it is. Now, Florida, you know you're not that great, and if you did, you'd show up in a South Carolina game.
You're saying, take that card out, rip it up, and throw it away if you're Georgia.
If you're Georgia, you here's the good news for you.
You are
free of having to play the SEC card.
What I'm saying is you don't need to play it right now, but you need to tuck that thing into the back of your wallet for future years. 1 year doesn't make you an elite program. One year of complete and of success going to the college playoff doesn't make you an elite program. We're not done with the year yet, are we?
And Georgia's recruiting, Georgia's not going anywhere. Georgia's going to be in that top four the next 2 or 3 years.
We can talk about that at that point, but it's Bama and Clemson right now, and it's for a reason that they've played multiple times in this playoff.
Sure.
Those are your elite programs.
We know elite. Bama's in there. We're 99% sure Clemson's in there. We are. The Ohio States, the Oklahomas, the Georgias, those are the ones that are kind of knocking on elite's door. I don't hear tons of see the meat grinder text here. I don't hear tons of Ohio State fans play a Big Ten card. Do you? I don't hear that.
No, but Penn State fans do.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because as James Franklin told you, they're not elite.
That's what Georgia is. They're the same program right now.
No.
They're both recruiting well.
No, Georgia's a much better program than Penn State right now.
It's the same stuff.
No, let me remind you, Penn State got run out of the building against Michigan 42-7. You don't see Georgia get beat by 35 by anybody. Michigan State went to a stinky Michigan State team, went to Penn State and beat them. Michigan State didn't go to Georgia and win. Like, this year, the equivalent of Michigan State on their schedule is the equivalent of Florida. Michigan State and Florida, well, not even that, worse than that, Auburn. And so Auburn went to Georgia, and Georgia beat them 27-10. Michigan State went to Penn State and won. Penn State's a much better football program. I mean, Georgia's a much better football program than Penn State. Right?
They both have better teams in front of them in the conference, in Ohio State and Alabama.
Yeah.
They're both competing for essentially a second place to try to get a shot at them.
No.
And try to sneak into the college football playoff. That's what they're doing.
Penn State's not trying to sneak into the college football playoff. They hadn't been close.
Not this year. Last year they weren't close. That's not nonsense. You know that.
And has Penn State won the, I guess, have they won the Big Ten the last couple of years? Penn State's not close to Georgia. Penn State could play they still have to play the Big Ten card. You know how free and easy it is, Zach Wilmerstor, 24 Jack Latanto? You know how nice it is to not have to play the conference card? Not to have to rely on, oh, well, we can't beat you, but remember this. Roll Tide. It's so nice to be free. You know, have you noticed this? Clemson basketball fans don't do this. Man, go Duke. Go North Carolina. Go show how tough our basketball conference is. No, you don't do that. We don't do it anyway.
Penn State and Georgia are the same program.
No.
Yep.
Georgia the last 2 years would have walked Penn State's dog up and down the field.
No.
Penn State's never played in the college football playoff.
Sure.
Penn State's never played a national championship game in a college playoff.
They've won a conference, just like Georgia has.
But they didn't make the playoffs and they hadn't played a national championship.
They're the same program. Congratulations on finishing second in Georgia. I think that's what you did. You're a very good football program. You're a great team down there.
You're currently in the college football playoff if it's season ended today.
But it doesn't end today, does it?
No, it does not.
Because you still got to play Alabama and Atlanta.
Right.
In a game that you're – what's the line in that game right now? Do we know off the top of our heads?
Sure. It's like, well, I don't want to mislead folks. I can look it up for you right quick here. The line in this weekend's game is Alabama is a 13.5 point.
You're
favorite.
A 2-touchdown underdog in this championship game.
Yep.
It's the same stuff.
Yep.
You're Penn State South. That's what you are.
Nope.
Good for you guys.
No, Penn State's 9-3.
It's the same thing you've been relevant since the late 80s and 90s. Like, that's what it is.
Nope.
Get out of my face with this.
Nope. Not at all. We'll take a break. Come by and see us tomorrow. We are over at the United Rentals off of Woodruff Road tomorrow, off of Woodruff 117, Woodruff Industrial Lane over in Greenville. All day long. I'll be there. Brad will be there. Ben will be there. Quack will be there. Kelly will be there. You coming over, Zach? Be there tomorrow?
Didn't get that invite, unfortunately.
All right, come on over. Hey, they've got tons of 4,200 classes of equipment. Meet all of your needs from concrete and masonry and lawn and landscape and plumbing and air tools and earth-moving equipment. Hey, you make fun of me not knowing what the stuff is, right? Remember all this stuff?
Are you going to be driving some of this stuff tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like it was my, yeah. I'm going to do some welding tomorrow, probably.
Don't look into the flame, please. Wear the shield.
I'm gonna like pick up stuff over tomorrow and tell you what it is. Come by and see us. Big sale going on. United Rentals, 117 Woodruff Industrial Lane over in Greenville. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Open phone line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. At some point in time today's show, I want to get into the discussion of Cotton or Orange Bowl for Clemson in the college football playoffs if they can make it. We're going to get into the Pittsburgh season, what they've done so far. And then I want to get into this messy, Auburn situation. Like, Auburn, like, oh, God.
32 big ones trying to get the boy out of there.
It's getting weird down at Auburn.
Well, we'll update you with that in the next segment. I can't wait.
Sure. I will shock you what's going on at Auburn.
Okay.
We'll come right back.
It's tailgate season at Black Smokehouse in Seneca. It's here to hook you up with the best smoked meats, sides, desserts, and beverages. Smoked in-house daily. Ribs, barbecue, wings, chicken, and brisket. Take the stress out of game day food prep and call Black Smokehouse. They sell out quick, so call your order in ahead of time. Call 784-4599 to reserve your tailgate package in advance. Again, that's 784-4599 and online at blacksmokehouse.com. Go Tigers!
Not only does Maserati Lotus Greenville on Lawrence Road have one of the largest selection of luxury pre-owned vehicles, they also have the best luxury automotive repair facility in the upstate. The skilled technicians at Euro Automotive Upstate work on all luxury and domestic vehicles with pricing of an independent shop. Mention this ad and get 10% off service. Euro Automotive, upstate trusted quality with affordable pricing at Maserati Lotus Greenville, 1450 Lawrence Road.
Attention all business owners. Is your stockroom cluttered with little room for new products? Is your workspace full of junk? Are you tired of stepping around old unused equipment? Call Absolute Waste Management today for a free no-obligation quote and get rid of the mess. They handle the heavy lifting, moving, and haul away. Call or text 864-266-7131. Visit them online at AbsoluteWasteMGMT.com. Absolute Waste Management, your solution to a junk-free workspace.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
When you're serious about baseball, you need to trust First Team Sports. That's where you'll find Rapsodo, baseball bat technology that shows you exit velocity, launch angle, and direction of your hit right at your fingertips. There's an in-cage television that shows each hit so you can try them all to find the bat that's just right for you. Consider First Team Sports your bat-fitting specialists. They'll be your secret weapon when you step in the box. And it takes the guesswork out of Christmas buying. First Team Sports, 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville.
Out of Bounds is hitting the road and heading to Easley. We will be broadcasting live from Toyota of Easley on November 30th. There'll be plenty of football to talk about with conference games and playoff action, and of course, Clemson basketball too. We'll have Papa John's pizza and some giveaways, great deals on cars in time for the holiday travel. Join us November 30th at Toyota of Easley, 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley for Out of Bounds on 105.5 The Roar.
Electronics make a great Christmas gift. The ideal electronic gift is a Husqvarna robotic auto mower. The elves at Easley Lawn and Garden invite you to shop their selection of Husqvarna auto mowers in six different models for every type of lawn. A Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden makes a great gift, and it leaves you with a beautiful looking lawn while allowing you to spend time opening up the rest of your gifts. Once you've purchased your Husqvarna auto mower Christmas gift from Easley Lawn and Garden, their team of elves can assist you in getting started. Husqvarna robotic mowers are the number one selling auto mower worldwide, used in Europe for years, now taking the U.S. by storm. Fill your Christmas list with the Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
There's no one like you, and this fall, Pandora Jewelry lets you show that to the world with over 150 rings to choose from, crafted from sterling silver, Pandora rose, or 14-karat gold. Now Turner's carries the Pandora University charms so you can show your team spirit, and Turner's has the new Groove brand silicone tiger paw band and has the only selection of Levion in the tri-state area. It's all happening at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Center Place in Seneca or online at turnersjewelers.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
He's a celebrity, but he has a simple soul.
Now, back to Mickey and Zach.
You heard Stapbook say it yesterday. I know Jersey Jack went down. I got all kinds of friends that are going down and playing at Katichi and having a great time down at Katichi. On your way down to the SEC Championship game this weekend, heck, stop by and see Katichi. On your way back, maybe you can do that as well. If you aren't going to it any games this weekend, Katichi, CATEECHEE.com. It is a great time of year. Plan your weddings. Plan your business outings. Plan your – I thought it's great. They're essentially located between Atlanta and Charlotte, and you've got businesses in Green. Or businesses in Atlanta or those areas, and it'd be a great place to meet, have some corporate retreats. Those are wonderful friends over at Katichi with those unbelievable spaces. They get accommodations for you to stay overnight right there on their properties. It's our friends at Katichi. Great golf, great food, spa stuff. I want to encourage you to join. And there's about three or four things they're going to be doing in the next, in 2019. I can't really get into it yet, but 2019, they're going to knock your socks off. You heard Snaphook talk about it yesterday, the beauty of the place. CATEECHEE.com. You deserve it. Very affordable, by the way. It's a great bargain when you go over. CATEECHEE.com. Our telephone number.
Can you start signing the text that you send out so people don't think it's me?
What?
I always get slammed for the stuff that you send out. Every time.
You idiot. One of Clemson's finest.
Yeah.
Always sends texts in. And he says, by the way, because I eat popcorn over there with him at lunch sometimes. Yeah. So he puts a little popcorn thing on. That's him.
Ah.
But anyway, he sends it in sometimes. So that's the guy I'm very respectful for. Everybody else, I don't really respect you. Tell me your name and where you're texting from. I might respect you a little bit. Let's get to our phone lines. Northern Communication phone line, 654-ROAR. 654-7627. William is up first. William, you're ready to be elite, right? You're ready to throw away that card. You're ready to be the wrong one. Oh no, doggone it! Hey, good morning. I thought it was William, the Georgia fan. Anyway, how you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm not disappointed it's you. I just thought it was William from Georgia. So,
hey, dude, you know, I just hope Georgia does it. I want Georgia to win, lose by 7. I don't want them to get blown out.
Okay.
I don't want Georgia.
Barry.
I'm a Carolina fan. But I was a question. Everybody wants this 18 playoff right this moment. Why don't we just get a play-in game? Let the 4 and 5 play and let them earn the 4th seed, kind of like they do in college basketball. That would give Oklahoma and Ohio State their chance to actually earn their way into the title game where there's controversy of who should be there. Right now, last night, it was like, oh, the Oklahoma's barely ahead of Ohio State. It's all pedigree and what they've done over the year and all this other stuff. Why not just let those two play a play-in game and get it over with? It'll be one less game than an 18 playoff, but it is football, so you think that would be a big issue?
Yeah, I tell you a better plan than that, William, if you want to go that route. Let's go 6 teams. That way the top 2 teams get a bye, and 3 plays 6 and 4 plays 5. That way you get the Power 5 conference champions in, and you get one at-large maybe in. I'm all for that. But, you know, here's what we'll do then, though. We'll argue about the play-in game. We'll argue about 4 and 5. We'll argue about everything. I think the more teams in, the less argument it is. I feel less compelled to argue number 9 compared to number 8 than I do to argue number 5 compared to number 4. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, like I said, 5 and 4, that's one extra game.
Right.
It's football. You don't. These guys can't, you know, when you add 18, you're adding 3 games.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree. Well,
I would not be opposed to 6. And again, the first 2 getting byes and 3 playing 4 at home. I mean, 3 playing 6 at home and 4 playing 5 at home. Maybe. I think you got a pretty good plan over there.
All right, my man. I got to get to work. You have
thank
a great
you,
day.
William. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks a lot. I thought it was William from
I didn't put Georgia down there, did I?
I know. But I thought it was like understood.
No, I didn't.
You know that we know who you are when it's understood that's William Jordan.
This is Snap Hook coming up.
Is this the real Snap Hook?
This is
Hook?
The real one, yes.
This is not some other Snap Hook.
Not to my knowledge.
Good morning, Snap Hook. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. And I approve this message.
you doing okay?
I've paid more money to play courses here in Greenville than I did at Katiji. Just FYI. Great track. Make it down there.
Good, man. Appreciate the endorsement.
No doubt. You know, Mickey, back when I played high school golf, I started playing when I believe I was in the 8th grade, started playing high school golf. And I ran in a long, I think it was like a 60-foot putt one time against Traveler's Rest, who was my high school's rival. And, you know, I'm celebrating. I'm like, in your face, you know. I was, you know, 12 years old, that kind of thing. Coach pulls me to the side. He said, I'm going to sit you for the next 2 matches. I said, why? I'm playing great. He said, you need to learn to act like you've been there before.
Yeah. Good point, man.
Georgia fans, act like you've been there before.
Right. You don't need to.
Appreciate it, fellas.
Yeah, good point, Snap Hook. Georgia, you can discard the SEC card. You have better cards that you can throw out there. So that's good. Dave is in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Good morning, fence sitter.
Hey, no fence sitting today. We already know the four teams that are allocated to the playoffs if Georgia happens to beat Alabama by less than 10 points. We already know that it's two SEC teams because ESPN said it last night. They've already guaranteed Georgia a spot no matter what kind of style point Ohio State or Oklahoma put on their, you know, their respective conference.
Who said that?
That's what David Pollack. That's what Joey, I can't remember his last name. And that's what Herbstreit said last night. And Palmer also said it.
But here's something very, very, very important that you're leaving out. Is David Pollack on the committee?
Oh, no. But we know, and Mickey, you know, and you're doing this to do point counterpoint.
No, I don't know that.
ESPN's going to drive that.
No, wrong. 100% wrong. 100% wrong.
You think?
Couldn't disagree with you more.
I'll tell you what. Right here, right now, I will bet you breakfast at any local establishment in Clemson that if Georgia were to beat Bama, Notre Dame, we know, is already in. They've got to play nobody, anybody.
Right.
And Clemson, if they're able to beat Pittsburgh, they're in. So we know that Clemson, Notre Dame are in if they win out. If Georgia beats Alabama by 10 or less, then there's your championship. There's your four teams.
How about 11?
Regardless of Oklahoma.
How about if they beat them by 11?
If they beat them by 12, they're still in.
How about 13?
Because Alabama's going
to be. How about 13?
And even the Oregon guy said last night that Alabama's still the best team at number one.
They are right now, Dave, but if they lose to Georgia and Oklahoma looks very impressive against Texas, or if Ohio State looks very impressive against Northwestern, here's the thing. I don't care what David Pollack thinks. I don't care what Joey Galloway thinks. I care what Rob Mullins thinks. I care what the AD at Oklahoma, what Frank Beamer thinks, what Jeff Bauer thinks, the people on the committee, what Ken Hatfield thinks, Bobby Johnson. That's who's on the committee, and there's no way that anybody out there can tell me that they know that if Alabama loses by a certain amount of points, they're still in there. You don't know that, man. You don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen. Oklahoma could beat Texas by 40 and get in. Remember when Ohio State, they were like sixth a few years ago, they pounded Wisconsin like by 42 and they got in. So, no, we don't – we got to discard this. Don't tell me that since David Pollack says it and Herbstreit said it, they have no say. They don't vote in this thing. The committee will decide, not David Pollack or Joey Galloway.
I like your thought, and I like the premise of what the committee is there for. But when the four letter network and that's this
not
is why we're
on the committee. The four letter network doesn't vote.
You're right, they don't. But I still believe in that conspiracy that they're.
Well, there's
try.
No conspiracy, and Mickey, Dave, you're smarter than that. You're smarter than that.
738.
Nope.
I thank you. I appreciate that, and I agree with you. I am smarter than that. But I still say at 738. On the 28th of November, that Mickey Plyler, Georgia will be in if, I mean, Alabama will be in if Georgia beats them.
I disagree. We'll see. I can't say. I got to run. Appreciate the phone call. Got to run. There's no conspiracy, and it's not like we got to get out of this thing that the SEC, the ESPN wants the SEC to have two. No, they don't. It doesn't matter. Either they do. You know who wants them? Mike Slive. Mike Slive wants to. Not Slive. Who's the commissioner of the SEC now?
I don't know.
Hinky, Slinky, whatever. What's it? Sankey.
Conspiracy Theory Wednesdays, baby. Let's go.
Hey, Sankey wants to win, right? Go. Can we agree upon that?
Yes.
Guess what? Sankey's not on the committee.
This is a mob.
Ronnie Lott might not want to win. He's on the committee.
Yep.
Gene Smith might not want to win. He's on the committee. Todd Sansbury, Georgia Tech AD, might not want in. He's on the committee.
Bring back D-Rad on the committee.
That's all that matters. Let's get Georgia Greg in Greenwood. Hey, Greg, congratulations. Yep. You have been freed of having to play the conference card. You're elite in Georgia now.
I missed the I'm sorry, I jumped in the car, but I had to call in when you said Georgia doesn't need to play the SEC card. I missed all that, so enlighten me real quick on what.
Really fast, because I only got a couple minutes. I said that you are now elite. You can act like it. When you were 10-3 and 14-15, you couldn't do this. When you're 8-5 in 2013 or 6-7 in 2010, you had to play the SEC card. You're 11-1 now. You're 13-2 last year. You won the SEC title last year. You went to the national championship game last year. You went to college football playoffs last year. You're in the top four right now. You don't have to spend any time trying to convince anybody that Florida's good or that LSU's good or that Mississippi State's good. If you're South Carolina, if you're Kentucky, if you're Missouri, then you have to say, hey, Missouri's ranked 24th, Kentucky's ranked 15th, LSU's ranked 10th, Florida's ranked 9th. No, those are for the weak people who don't have anything to stand upon. Bama fans don't try to convince anybody that Missouri's a good football program, a good football team this year. Bama fans aren't trying to convince anybody that Kentucky's good. You watch the Kentucky-Georgia game, there's nowhere near anywhere of a great football team, not even worth mentioning. At Georgia, you've got enough ammunition in your gun now, because you are elite. You can act like you're elite. You don't have to play the SEC, the big brother card of, well, look, Kentucky's ranked 15th. No, Georgia's good enough. You don't have to fall on the weak idea that, well, the SEC has Missouri ranked number 24. Who cares? Missouri's not a good football team. And my final point was this. Florida fans right now don't think Florida's great. You could put a 9 beside their name, but the fact of the matter is that Florida fans didn't show up for the South Carolina game this year or the Idaho game this year because they've seen good football and they know they're not a good football team this year. They're not trying to convince anybody that they're a great football team this year, that they're on the way back maybe. But Florida has seen good football. Mississippi State might try to convince you that Florida's good. Florida fans know that that's not – they've seen good football. They don't have to do that anymore. At Georgia, you're good enough. Discard the SEC card.
Okay. Well, I've always talked to you for years about I pull for Georgia. That's my focus. Yep. That's where I am.
Yep.
That's all I'm focused on. The only thing I seem to fire back sometimes when – people try and trash the SEC, and only because I'm in the conference. But I get what you're saying, and I agree with what you're saying. There's just a few teams right there. My point sometimes is that, hey, it doesn't matter if it was Clemson and Alabama in the same conference, Georgia and Clemson in the same conference. The fact to me is that two of the best four programs right now are in the same conference. And, you know, we're going to have to play Bama, whether it's in the conference championship or whether it's in the playoffs. We got to beat them if we want to be the champion. So we just might be playing earlier than the four playoffs. Just like you said, you acknowledge where I think we are. We're elite. And so that's all I really care about. I want to defend that. But, hey, our playoff is this weekend. And I really would like it to be Alabama's too, because – I don't think Tua's had one bad half, so I don't see him having two bad games. So my thing is, I sure hope if we beat Alabama, we don't have to turn around and play him again. So that's what I'll say. But
if you do, and you make it the college football playoff, and they make it the college football playoff, you're right. I don't think you should have to, or else why even play this game?
Hey, I'm all. I'm kidding around with the Clips fans. Like we just won't show up Saturday. We'll just stay right where we are. One loss. And let them say, this guy one loss. They look better than Oklahoma and Georgia and Ohio State over the year.
Great point.
But anyway.
Great point. Great. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks a lot. Welcome to Elite Football at the University of Georgia. Better than Penn State, Mr. Ward 24. Call it. Our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Daniel Manuel Parliament, Tim Worley, they go down to Alabama again. It's kind of Alabama fans. They've seen elite football as well. They know what elite football looks like. Get in touch with our great, great friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Let them do your garage floor, the high-performance epoxy, solid epoxy floor with the chips that go down, the sealant on top of it, stain-resistant, slip-resistant, no concrete dust, increasing the value of your home. You're going to love it. You're not going to have automotive stains. You're not going to have transmission fluid stains. You're not going to have coolant stains. You're not going to have oil stains, or as I say, Earl stains down in there. You're going to love it. It is our great friends from Carolina Flooring Specialists, 404-8158. Again, 404-8158. David in Greenville, hang on. Coming to you. Short break, more after this.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Ralph Hayes Toyota has been a proud supporter of the Clemson Tigers for many years. Being South Carolina's oldest family-owned and operated Toyota dealership, first and 10 at Ralph Hayes Toyota means having our best sales and service team ready to go. Every new and pre-owned Toyota comes with a Ralph Hayes family promise. Ralph Hayes and the Clemson Tigers, it's a winning combination. Shop 24/7 at ralphhayestoyota.com. Go Clemson!
Need the perfect gift for the music lover? Do you want to give an experience to remember? Look no further. The legendary rock band Atlanta Rhythm Section is coming to the Clemson University Brooks Center April 30th. Tickets are now on sale. $35 for adults and $15 for students with college ID. Visit ClemsonMusicFest.org for more information or call 864-656-7787 to purchase reserved seating today.
Electric City Signs and Neon, over 50 years of sign design, fabrication, installation, and maintenance in the upstate, specializing in neon, plastic, flex face, channel letter, and LED message signs. Electric City Signs is ready to serve you with the highest level of satisfaction. Have questions? No problem. Their experienced team will see your project through inception to installation. Professional sign services at the best price. It's got to be Electric City Signs and Neon. Visit electriccitysigns.com or call 225-5351 today. Go Tigers!
Relax, Tigertown. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson. Our full-service office is located on Old Greenville Highway next to Walmart Neighborhood Market, just 2 miles from campus. And with 4 on-campus ATMs, Founders is the only financial institution you need in Clemson. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
There is only one place just as excited as you are for football this year, and it's your favorite Clemson sports store, the Tiger Sports Shop. Come by and see us before the tailgate and make sure you're game day ready. The Tiger Sports Shop is the exclusive local Nike sideline apparel store that also features replica game day jerseys and Clemson Nike shoes. Locally owned and family operated, the Tiger Sports Shop is proud to be a part of your game day experience. Come by and see us at our newly renovated stores at 1102 Clemson Boulevard and College Avenue downtown.
Westminster Vision is now opening a third location on Highway 28 in Pendleton next to State Farm Insurance. This new office will offer even more state-of-the-art medical eye care along with the professional one-on-one eyeglass service we are so proud of. There's a large selection of frames as well as all types of contact lenses, including specialty and custom designs. We'd like to thank our patients and customers who have made this possible. Come by and see us or call 654-4141 for an appointment.
Ed Murdoch.
Ed Murdoch.
Ed Murdoch Superstore.
Ed Murdoch.
Ed Murdoch.
Hey man, Ed Murdoch.
Ed Murdoch.
I'm Matthew Murdoch. That's our name, and we want to know yours. We offer Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford, whether it be new or used, plus a great service, parts, and body shop right across the Georgia State Line in Livonia, Georgia. Or visit us at EdMurdochSuperstores.com.
Ed Murdoch Superstores.
Ed Murdoch Superstores. That's our name, and we want to know yours. Come see us.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take red. 800-506-2734.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
That's what I'm talking about! Sports!
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
The screen door slams. Mary's dress waves like a vision, she dances across the porch.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. First Class Halt. There is very few names that make as much sense as First Class Halt, but First Class Halt says it all. First Class and then Halt Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. Go to their website, firstclasshalt.com/specials, and see those specials. They're in Greenville. They're in Anderson. They want to work on your Honda, your Acura, your Lexus, or your Toyota. I told you with mine, I screwed up when I put a new battery in my key. And I kind of broke it off when I did, a little tiny little screw, you know, that stuff goes in there. Well, it didn't screw back right, so I put some Gorilla Glue on it, and so the battery died again. It was a mess. And normally these things are several $100 to get a new key. Well, they got me one for much, much less than that. They handled everything right. Greg called me like the next day the key was in. I took it over there. The guys made me got the spare right and got everything taken care of. I was fretting and not knowing what to do. To be honest with you, had it taken over there to begin with the first time, I wouldn't have screwed it up. But the first time I tried to do it, I screwed it up. I take it to First Class Halt. It's done right. These are awesome guys. Mark and Greg, I can't say enough about who they are and what they do and just how honest they are and their quality of work. They make their living by you coming back time and time and time again. FirstClassHalt.com. Check them out in Anderson or in Greenville if you have a Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota. Just three quick points. I'm going to get two more phone calls in this segment, Zach. Number one, why are we discussing the possibility if Alabama is a 14-point favorite this weekend? I mean, Alabama is not going to lose to Georgia this weekend. Can we agree upon that?
Yeah, I can agree.
13.5, two touchdown favorite.
Yep.
13.5 points. Number two, you love this Conspiracy Wednesday stuff.
Illuminati.
I can't.
It's the Freemasons. They have they're just pulling strings right now.
People, you people are smarter than this. Well, it happened last year. It didn't happen last year. Last year, Ohio State had two losses. Alabama had one loss. Had Ohio State had one loss, then Alabama would not have gotten into the college football playoff last year.
Yep.
You agree upon that?
Yes.
Had Wisconsin just beat Ohio State, Wisconsin was undefeated coming into it.
Stupid Wisconsin was all in front of us.
Had Wisconsin just beaten Ohio State, we wouldn't have had two. Hey, Zach Gorman, store 24. In 2016, did we have two from any conference in?
No.
In 2015, do we have two from conferences in? Any two conferences in?
Nope.
In 2014, do we have two from the same conference in?
No.
So there's not a conspiracy, and even if there is, you know who's not on the conspiracy? The AD at Georgia Tech, who's on the committee.
Conspiracy.
So let's spend 30 minutes talking about a 14-point underdog beating or winning, and then the conspiracy of it and why it happened last year.
College football playoff committee killed JFK.
If Ohio State wouldn't have had that, it wasn't apples to apples last year.
They were the grassy knoll.
Ohio State. Paul Feinbaum sitting on the grassy knoll. Sun's out, guns out. If Ohio State wouldn't have got punked last year by Iowa, or would have just beaten Oklahoma, Ohio State would have had one loss and they would have gotten in and Alabama wouldn't have gotten in. Or if Wisconsin would have won. Or you know what? If Auburn would have beat Georgia, There's all kinds of things that have been in there. But you can't compare last year to this year because now let me be clear about this. If Ohio State loses this weekend, and if Oklahoma loses this weekend, and those two teams have two losses and Alabama has one loss, yes. Because it's the same thing as last year. But apples to apples, one loss Alabama, one loss Ohio State, one loss Oklahoma is different than last year, one loss Alabama, two loss Ohio State. Is that hard to understand that two's greater than one? Two losses are worse than one loss? Is that hard to understand?
I'm following it pretty easily.
What?
You're all fired up right now.
I mean,
it's simple. It's simple.
No one gets more fired up on that than Ben Mills did.
Does he?
He loves when people talk about the ESPN conspiracy. In our next hour, I have to talk about Gus Malzahn. One of the most fascinating aspects in all of college football. What's going on behind closed doors at Auburn? Chad's in Columbia, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Hey, not to change the subject, but tell me if this is spin zone, okay? I almost think Saturday night was good for us in a way. And what I mean by that is I think our offense has gotten to the point where if we went two or three possessions to open a game against a BC or a Wake Forest or a Duke without scoring, no big deal because our defense was, you know, shutting people out. And same way, you know, in the middle of the game where we could go three or four possessions without really moving the ball. And, you know, when we run into maybe some better offenses in the playoffs, you know, I feel like Saturday night basically gave us a mindset that we could win a shootout. It put pressure on the offense to score, especially because South Carolina scored that open possession. Do you agree with that at all? Maybe it's good for our psyche, good for our offense, sense of urgency, and in a way maybe kind of humbled the defense.
I can see that. Ask me on January the 8th.
All right. So, Mick, second point. Do you see us doing anything at all from a defensive personnel standpoint, or do you think we'll roll out the same personnel versus in Alabama?
I would say that maybe you could see more nickel. And I don't know whether that nickel includes Turner at safety, whether it includes Fields at a corner, whether it includes McMichael or Goodrich, whether it includes Denzel Johnson. I don't know what it includes. Now, you do have some time to work on those things. But I think you're a little bit limited experience-wise. What's that?
Do you have time to move a Muse to linebacker and somebody to safety or Simmons to linebacker and stuff, Fields to nickel? In a month,
yes.
And get them, you know.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Last thing, Mick, and you're going to say I'm crazy. I think there's a greater chance that a two-loss Georgia is in the playoff than a one-loss Bama is out of the playoff. And I'll hang up the lesson.
A two-loss Georgia only gets in if Ohio State loses and Oklahoma loses. And even then, man, that's hard to get those teams in. It's so hard to do that. I want to tell you about Trail, and then we'll try to get Andrew and LG in here in the final couple of seconds.
Is Clemson still in?
It, with a loss?
Is Clemson right now?
They are right now.
Okay, what are we doing? Are they going to win this weekend?
Yeah.
They're in. Okay, great.
Yeah. Text said, why was Lamar out Saturday? Ankle injury that he suffered during the week. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Get in touch with our great friends at Trail. They want to build your next building for you. Will Huss wants to kick your butt over there. Oh, I didn't tell you this. Will says that he went on a shooting day, had the worst day of his career, but he said he will step up to the competition whenever you guys get together. They want to build your next building for you. They want to have a relationship with you. Because of how they do things, there's no chance. Change orders and very few of those, and you have great relationships. It yields great relationships besides buildings, on time and on budget every single time. To find out why Trail is different, contact someone who Trail is built for, and they're very, very transparent about who they built for on their website. Or call Trail. They'll give you the contacts of anybody that you want to know, of any of their buildings you want to know, or just call them and talk about the better building process and how that master builder concept works. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Andrew's at Clemson. Andrew, I got exactly 1 minute. Go right ahead.
Okay, real quick. I don't think it's a conspiracy theory so much, and you can explain it away without having to say that.
the way they said it last year from the committee, and now we got six new members, so you don't know what's going to happen this year.
But that's a great point.
Their goal is, they say that the real goal is to have the best four teams. And yes, there are all those factors that they put in, and conference championship is one of them, et cetera, but they were right last year. Alabama, and I know it's the one loss versus two loss thing, but do you not think that if Alabama was to lose to Georgia, which I don't think will happen, that they beat Ohio State or they beat Oklahoma?
I'll have to judge that on Sunday. Andrew, I appreciate the phone call. It's a good point. I'll have to judge that on Sunday. Let me see what Oklahoma looks like against Texas. Let me see what Ohio State looks like against Northwestern. I watched Ohio State's best Saturday. They look better. Ohio State looked like they're much improved. Let me watch Oklahoma and Texas and see how that works out. And then let me watch Georgia and Alabama. If Alabama plays terrible, then we change our minds. We reserve that right every single week anyway. Hour number three when you come back right after this.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Hey students, Caitlin here with Tiger Properties to share with you the latest off-campus housing development for fall 2018. Located just 1 mile from campus, TTV is evolving with brand